Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:17 Thursday morning, January 20th, here on WWL, in the year of our Lord 2022, Anno Domini. We're getting some text here about the 610 eastbound closed. Somebody else said just drove the 610. It's clear. Somebody else said, yes, DOTD emergency trucks are blocking the road while a tow truck removes the car, so there may be a delay, but it should clear up quickly. Then a text comes in. Jackknifed 18-wheeler on the elevated 90 eastbound, blocking left lane. And hopefully we'll get some more information on that in traffic, which is coming up, in about 4 minutes or so. Chef Kevin Belton, our friend, joins us from WWL-TV, Channel 4. How you doing, Chef Kev?
I am doing fine. Getting ready for this this cold weather coming.
You liking it, the cold weather, or not?
You know, as long as I'm around to see it, I don't care. Hot, cold, rainy, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
I'm right there with you, Chef. Chef Kev, so long as I'm awake and alive and able to walk around and experience it, I'm right there with you. Now, I see a recipe that you did, Peking duck with mandarin pancakes and cheesy grit cakes. That's delicious. You can find the recipe for that at WWLTV.com. But I think Chef Kev's going to hook us up with something a little bit simpler today, so you can pick up the ingredients on your way home and have a nice sit down around the family home, around the table, in the kitchen, wherever, home-cooked meal, turn the TV off, put the phones away, and talk to each other, right?
Exactly. You know, the biggest thing that I used to do, especially when the boys were younger, being a single parent, get things done in advance. You know, in the chef world, we call it mise en place. That means everything in its place. So I would put on some spaghetti, put on some pasta. Now, I would always boil my pasta in a little chicken stock. But I'd boil some penne, I'd boil some spaghetti, put it in the strainer, rinse it with cold water to stop it from cooking, toss it with a little olive oil, Ziploc it. That's good in the refrigerator for a week. I do the same thing with a pot of rice. I cook the rice, dump it in the strainer, rinse it in the refrigerator, cut up some onions, some celery. Bell pepper is good in the refrigerator for about 3 days, okay? But once you have everything in place, now it's easy because you have time to cook together. That's something that my mother taught me. You know, in the grocery stores, Tommy, we're finding like the chicken leg and thighs hooked together. Those are fairly inexpensive. I'd get a 10-pound bag of those, season them, bake them off in the oven, put those in the refrigerator. Now I could take that chicken, pull it off, cut it up for salads. Sometimes I'd get home. This is really quick. I'd get home, I'd have a rice cooker. So I would put a little stock in the bottom of the rice cooker with a little plate that goes in there, dump in some vegetables, turn it on, go jump in the shower. They only steam. While they're steaming, I will throw the chicken in the oven, and now we're ready to sit down and eat. You know, and
they were steaming while you were steaming.
Exactly. But, you know, one of the boys' favorite things I used to do was I would take boneless chicken thighs. I'd season them, toss them in a little fish fry, and I'd pan fry them. And once they were pan fried, I'd pan fry them in butter. I'd take some spaghetti, throw that in that pan, add a little olive oil to it, heat that up, toss it on a platter, dump on some Parmesan cheese, and then throw those chicken thighs on top. And it's nice, simple, and great, but it's something that the kids can see. You have time to sit around and talk as opposed to constantly running while everybody else eats. Now you're cleaning up and trying to eat while they're gone, do their thing. Have everything done ahead of time as much as possible.
If you're warming, there's a lot less cleanup than cooking it originally. And then you got the economy of scale there where you're cooking it all at one time, so you get a week's worth of stuff off of one cleanup effort. We'll take a quick break, Chef Kevin. When we come back, we'll talk about something people can cook tonight. Give me a quick dish, something. The weather's going to be cold. The kids will love it. The whole thing with some kind of bread or whatever we're going to do. And have a nice meal tonight. Chef Kev Belton is our guest, one of the nicest men you'll ever want to meet. He's the host of Cooking with Kevin Belton on WYES, PBS. That show's seen around the country. And, of course, he works for WWL-TV as well. And you see him all around the community because he's a good guy. 621 traffic now on WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A text coming in about a jackknifed 18-wheeler on the elevated 90 heading toward the West Bank, right above Carondelet Street before the St. Charles exit. So be aware of that and any residual delays that may develop, and the streets are wet. So don't be zooming along at God knows how fast in the left lane. Then you got to stand on the brakes because we don't need that, right? Chef Kevin Belton is our guest. He always helps us with a meal because he and I both agree, and we were single parents at the same time, that it's important to have a sit-down family dinner, even if the family's just you and your kids, to talk about what's going on, how things happen, how things are going in their day and so forth. Turn the TV off and the cell phone, put that away, and talk to each other over a good hot meal. What are we cooking tonight, Chef? Chili? What do you got in mind? Red beans? What? Gumbo?
This is a recipe. I call it Not Your Mama's Chicken Soup. And this is great for the cold weather. And basically what you're going to need for this, Tommy, is about 3 cups of cooked chicken. All right. You can take breast or thighs, chop them up, just saute them off.
Pick up a rotisserie chicken, right?
Yeah, you could use a rotisserie chicken. You want about 8 pieces of bacon, and you want those cooked, and you want to crumble those up.
Okay.
So basically, in a stock pot, you're just going to saute some onion, a couple of carrots, about 3 stalks of celery, in a little olive oil, and then go ahead and season that with a little salt, pepper, use a little Creole seasoning in that, okay? Once you get that sauteed, for this recipe, I like to take, you know how you have the packets of ranch mix, like dry ranch seasoning? Mm-hmm. I throw in a pack of dry ranch seasoning in that, put that with the vegetables. Then I put in the chicken stock, and I use a can of cream of chicken soup. Now, if you don't want to use a can of cream of chicken soup, you can make a blanc roux with a little chicken stock, and that'll be the same thing. That'll thicken it up as well, okay? Mm-hmm. You throw that all in the pot, get that cooking. Then you take your spaghetti, your bacon, and your chicken. You put that back in the pot, bring it up to a boil, and you want to let it cook for about 10 minutes, just until the noodles get cooked. And as soon as they're cooked, stir in some shredded cheddar cheese, a couple of cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and a little splash of half and half for milk. And there
now
you go. You're ready to go. With a
and
nice
maybe
loaf
some
of crusty French bread.
That's what I gotta say. Some French bread and some butter. What about a quick dessert?
A quick dessert. Oh, here you go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Get a pack of biscuits. Open up your biscuits. Butter a glass dish.
Oh, glass
dish. Yeah,
like
a baking dish. Mm-hmm. Butter that. Put the biscuits down in the bottom of it. Kind of press them down a little bit. Take some peaches, you could do frozen peaches, blueberries, whatever. Throw some sugar, about a half a cup of sugar on top of it. Take a stick of butter, cut it up in cubes, sprinkle that on the top, and bake that in the oven. And it's almost like the biscuits come up around, and it's almost like a cobbler, a quick homemade cobbler.
Sounds great, man. Y'all do it if you miss the... Thank you, Chef Kev. We'll talk to you again soon. Chef Kevin Belton, you can download the Odyssey app and then use the rewind feature to re-listen to what Chef Kev said and have a good sit-down hot meal tonight. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.